The art house is a necessity now. It's not a luxury. It's vital to communities who have been suffering enormous disadvantages of war or famine or floods or tragedies. It's vital for the children to come in to be able to have their space to discover who or what they are. Their own beingship comes first. And when they have discovered that, it's wonderful to see the friendship that they develop, because they know that Tony over here is very good at modelling, and they know Maria's very good at singing, and she comes into the art house to do her own thing. And we are training our facilitators to learn how to let the child become itself and not to superimpose and dominocker ideas on top of it and tell it you must do this to be a nice good girl or you must sit down and keep quiet. We're saying, no, welcome on in. And what is it you would like to do? And what are you interested in? And this is working wonderfully. And our alumni in New Zealand, over now 50 years for me, looking at this situation as a creative educator, has shown me that our entrepreneurs and our innovators, our supreme thinkers, are coming out of children's art houses. Now, this has nothing whatsoever to do with sport. And we know through a wonderful experiment that was done at Stanford University, for physical activities, sport, art activities take 10% more energy. And children get very tired when they're doing their art because it is tiring for them. They're connecting their head, their hands and their heart together during that time. It's a very holistic way of working and thinking. And unfortunately, our schools today in our marginalisation are teaching skills, and they teach skills which masquerade as virtuosity. And you can get 100 out of 100 with schoolsy art, but does that mean you're going to love art forever? No, not according to the Auckland Boy Grammars boys who I spoke to. They're not going to do art ever again. They didn't want to be given a cyclist-style sheet like this every day put in front of them. Now, just copy that and do it properly. Each day, you get 100 out of 100 for schoolsy art or the exams you were sitting. And that is no way to treat art, because art is subjective and personal, and you're working with the immeasurable blue, you're working with ideas. Art is not science. The great god of science and the great god of arts today in the world are in conflict. Science is actually one of the arts. The arts are capital A-R-T-S. That is all the arts. The video, film, music, drama, architecture, whatever you want to do that your head, hands and heart are telling you, I want to do this. I'd like to work with geckos and draw pictures and models of them. Whatever, the arts are the gods and the visionaries. From the arts, we record the future, we record the past, we dream, we bring in the vision. And in the little art houses, we know it's very important that we treat children as our supreme innovators, as the new, as the fresh, bringing into the world, in advance of our thinking, a whole new way of being. We need their wonderful energy now. And this is why the children's art houses have become imperative, not a luxury, but a human necessity for communities. The community I'm in this evening does not have such a thing. It has bouncing balls, which is about all children know, and a lot of physical exercise. But getting fit to be what? Getting fit to do what? Getting fit to think for yourself, getting fit to share your ideas with others, to gain knowledge. But we know that knowledge is nothing unless it is shared. And therefore, in the art houses, in the studios and galleries, we say to the children when they come in, children being aged 7 to 17, school-aged children, when you come in, wonderful, welcome in, and look, we're going to put this corner aside for you. In 10 weeks, you can have this corner to show us what you've been working on. Otherwise, everything here is for you, and you'll put it back. If you use that place, you'll keep it tidy, put it back so somebody else can use it, and work together with friends if you want to. But in 10 weeks' time, we'll have a little evening for you. You can invite your friends along and show your friends all these tractors that you've been making and building, or whatever the model is, or the dresses that you've been making, or share with us the music that you are creating, the poems you're writing. We do not know what they're going to do when they come into an art house. And believe me, children who come to an art house, many have been longing to find this space, this children's art club, which is their precious club in their community. As I say, this community doesn't have anything like this. It's way behind in its thinking. It isn't catching up with the 1,554 art clubs we put in across America, which Obama was very supportive of because he saw what we were doing. And realizing this is igniting that individual and their experiences, making them strong within themselves and making them able to share with a friend. And then when they have made this real true friend, and of course this has got nothing to do with school, because schools can't give one-to-one children's opportunities in the way a children's art club can to these young artistic and very creative people. And again, this has nothing to do with computer schools, techno schools. Our children are in an info-techno revolution, but there's indication many children around about the age of 10 are turning off. Not only are they turning off their TVs quite a lot, they're turning off their computers and getting into themselves and developing themselves as full human potential to give back, to share to their community, learning that there are others. You learn that there are others in a children's art house because you can work projects together. You know he likes dogs and she likes horses, or he builds houses or whatever. You get to know the real thing which is driving that child, which otherwise may have been hidden at home under a mattress or in the back of a school bag, or found when the child has committed suicide and nobody knew the child was thinking that. And many teachers from schools afterwards will tell me the stories of how that child was very quiet and sort of hidden, but we didn't know what was going on and we just left him or her alone in their corner. And the artist child is very able to work alone, is very able to work quietly, is very able to work slowly, is very able to work fastly, very quickly, because they're driven by what is inside them and their own core.